But I don't, the part that I don't buy is him being this diet guru and let's have a fitness plan and a diet plan and I'm going to sell cookbooks. But that would be like Big Fatty trying to sell people cookbooks and, you know, exercise tapes because, you know, that's not going to happen.
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online. Well, hello everyone, it is the Fat One, and this is episode 78 of the BFO for Tuesday, the 20th of May, 2008. And coming up on today's show, I'm going to talk about a few quiz programs, and I'm going to do some impressions to answer the age-old question, why did the chicken cross the road? Oh, Lord, y'all, I don't know why I'm going to do this, but I got this thing in the e-letters today over at the And what it is, it's why did the chicken cross the road? And then it's all these, it's what, how all these different famous people, well, I guess most of them are famous. How it's how they would have answered this, and I'm gonna do an impression of the response that's written here, and I want you to guess based on my very bad impressions and the response who I'm trying to impersonate or I guess that's impersonate. All right, now why did the chicken cross the road? Well, the problem here is that this chicken doesn't realize that he first must deal with the problem on this side of the road before it goes after the problem on the other side of the road. We need him to realize he is acting stupid by not taking on his current problems before adding new problems. Did you figure that one? That was Dr. Phil. Why did the chicken cross the road? Well, I understand that the chicken is having problems, which is why he wants to cross the road so bad. So instead of having the chicken learn from his mistakes, which is part of life, I'm going to give this chicken a brand new car so he can drive across the road and won't have to live his life like the rest of the deprived chickens. That's my Oprah impression. Okay, why did the chicken cross the road? Well, we don't care why the chicken crossed the road. We just want to know if the chicken is on our side of the road or not. He's either for us or against us. I'm the decider. There is no middle ground here. That's W. Okay. The next one, I'm not quite sure how I would impersonate. We'll try this one. We have a reason to believe there is a chicken, but we have not yet been allowed to have access to the other side of the road. Stay with us as we continue to probe every facet of this fascinating story. That was my impression of Anderson Cooper. Okay. Although I originally voted to allow the chicken to cross the road, after learning all the facts, I am now against it. This is definitely the wrong road to cross, and I was misled about the chicken's intentions. I am no longer for it and will remain against it. That was John Kerry. No one called to warn me which way the chicken was going. I had a standing offer at Farmer's Market to sell my eggs when the price reached a certain level. No little bird gave me any insider information. That was my Martha Stewart. I'm not sure how to do some of these, so I'm just going to skip over them. All right, here comes one. The chicken was gay. Can't you people see the plain truth in front of your face? He was going to the other side. That's why they call it the other side. Yes, my friends, that chicken is gay. And if you eat that kind of chicken, you will become gay too. I say we boycott all chickens until we sort out this abomination of the liberal media, which whitewashed in seemingly harmless phrases like the other side. No chicken should ever cross that road. It's plain and simple as that. That was my Jerry Falwell. All right. Isn't that interesting? In a few moments, we will be listening to the chicken tell for the first time the heartwarming story of how it experienced a serious case of molting and went on to accomplish its lifelong dream of crossing the road. Barbara Walters. I did not cross that road with that chicken. And just how do you define chicken? That was my Bill Clinton.
Where's my gun?
That's my Dick Cheney.
My friends, that chicken crossed the road because he recognized the need to engage in cooperation and dialogue with all chickens on the other side of the road.
That's by John McCain.
When I was first lady, I personally helped that little chicken to cross the road. This experience makes me uniquely qualified to ensure right from day one that every chicken in this country gets the chance it deserves to cross the road, but then this really isn't about me.
Hillary Clinton. And there's some others, but I think I've killed that pretty well without having to read any others. Now, y'all, I want to go over to the BFO for a moment. And I've got to close out the manhunt. I didn't know I was still on that. Over at the BFO, you know what? Before I start talking about this, I'm just going to have to go down into the Fat Cave.
Another groovy day in Gotham City, and everything seems just right in our teeming metropolis. But there's a new face in the crowd.
Big Fat.
I don't know who he is behind that mask of his, but I do know when we need him. And we need him now.
I'll call him, sir.
We're in luck. He's at home.
Big Fatty Online.
The Fat Cave.
Oh, Lord. Ruined. Crickets. Gosh. To the Fat Cave. B-I-G. F-A-T-T-Y. There's nothing really more horrifying than Big Fatty.
That is correct. Lord, I interrupted myself. Ooh. Y'all, Monday night was the first part of the two-part finale of the Dancing with the Stars. Now, y'all, I know that many of you do not care for the Dancing with the Stars, and I don't care that you don't care. However, for those of you who might care about the Dancing with the Stars, they will award the big Mirrorball Trophy tonight, Tuesday night. And Big Fatty is sticking. He wants Jason Taylor to win, but I think the Yamaguchi-nator is going to pull it out. Now, y'all, for those of you who do not have a Mac, who have one of those piece of chits, there is a new PC game out of Dancing with the Stars, and you can play it as one of 26 celebrities and dancers from the first four seasons, and there are lots of bonus features and additional skill challenges, and you can click over at the BFO and go order that, and I know many of you are going to do that, so go on over there and check out the Dancing with the Stars Hootenanny software for the PC. Ooh. Now, y'all, I was over at Kim Beaver's site today, and she was talking about Leave It to Beaver, and she has got a funny little video over there of some kind of gay stuff, and you ought to go watch that, and it's about Leave It to Beaver. But, y'all, that's funny and all, but, y'all, I about fell out of my chair in the coal mine today when I'm just looking down and seeing all the different links that she has of the different podcasts she listens to. By the way, Kim, you need to go change that one of the BFO to the one that Big Fatty has posted under the Ruination information under Top of the Heap, because this one looks awful that you have on there now. But y'all, I scrolled down and there, looking out the windshield of an ambulance, is Tim Cormall from Tim Calling Ambulance. Y'all, I just about shat myself. That was the funniest fucking thing. So y'all go over there and look at the picture that Kim has for Tim Calling Ambulance, because it's just a hootenanny of a good laugh over there. Now, I thought I would go and look at the listener map. But, you know, it's always very slow and loading, so I'm not. But, you know, it is a full moon today on Tuesday, so perhaps the listener map, you know, strange things happen on the full moon. Perhaps the listener map will load quickly. Y'all, it did load quickly, and I bet you there's not going to be anybody new on there since it loaded quickly. But I'm just going to scroll down anyway and see if I see any new pictures. Y'all, if I have missed you on the listener map, please let me know so I can point you out to the different other listeners. And if you're not on the listener map, get your fat ass over there and join the listener map. All you got to do is put a little picture up there. And, you know, it's very prestigious to be on Big Fatty's listener map. I just want to tell you this. And, you know, you've just got to have just the right picture for that. Oh, wait, what is that? Ray? Oh, no, that's Ray from Bangkok, Florida. And let's see, there are no new people on the listener map. Ruined. However, the listener map has been viewed 706 times as of this recording. How about that? All right, well, y'all, I think since I have already ruined this broadcast with oh, wait a minute, did I finish talking about the quiz programs? Tonight, Tuesday night, is the final performances of the two Davids, little David Archuleta and David Cook, the rocker, and they're going to perform tonight on the American Idols, and then Wednesday night, there'll be the big finale hootenanny of that, and then Thursday night, if you don't have it in your TiVos already, you need to put in the So You Think You Can Dance. Now, as of this recording, the Million Dollar Password has not shown up in the TiVo list of things that you can program. But I will alert you when that does indeed happen. Now, before I let the time get away from me, I am going to play some Memory Lane music. Well, y'all, today I'm going to switch it up a little bit. And as you know, on some TV shows, the shows will have a theme song in the first couple of episodes, and then it might change after one episode or, you know, after the pilot or whatever, or maybe it changes from season to season. But today I'm going to play the Memory Lane music from the first episode of this show and see if you can figure it out, and then I'll play the more familiar one that I know you will all know. So here we go. Thank you. Did you recognize that from that first episode? That one's kind of tough. There were a few clues in there that might have given it away, but I think you'll recognize it now that I play the more familiar Memory Lane music that we've all grown to love. Did you recognize I Dream of Jeannie? Well, I Dream of Jeannie was an American sitcom with a fantasy premise. And it ran from September of 1965 to May of 1970. And then it went into repeats. There were 139 episodes of I Dream of Jeannie, and it was one of those created by Sidney Sheldon, and it starred Barbara Eden and Larry Hagman and Bill Daly. And do you remember what else Larry Hagman was on? Yeah, he was JR on the Dallas. Now, y'all, I don't know if you knew this or not, but there is a street near the Laurie Wilson Park adjacent to the waterfront there in Cocoa Beach, Florida, that was named I Dream of Jeannie Lane in honor of the series, because the series was set in Cocoa Beach, because Larry Hagman's character was an astronaut. That's right. Okay. Poor Big Fatty. He just does not remember it. And, you know, it was Jeannie granted the wishes and had the eyeballs inside the lamp and all this kind of stuff. And she was kind of sexy back in the day, I guess you would say, or something like that. I don't know. Now, y'all, coming up later in this week, Big Fatty, not later in this week, coming up tomorrow on tomorrow's show, Big Fatty is bringing back someone that you all love. It's going to be Annie Vera Charles coming back and sitting down with Big Fatty, and we are going to continue with part two of the series, Growing Old and Gray, or Gay, whichever you prefer. Oh, Lord. And we are going to be talking about our 40s, and we don't necessarily agree about a few things in our 40s, especially when it comes to the old saying that life begins at 40. So you'll have to tune in tomorrow and check that out and see what Annie Vera and the Fat One have to say. Now, y'all, I just want to thank you again for giving me 20 minutes of your day. It makes an old man feel good. And by an old man feel good, I mean that I'm touching myself inappropriately. And I don't know. You know, maybe I'll go write a diet book or something. Oh, me! You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www, or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com, or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438, and give me your good gosh and gay. Me! This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.